Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Of course.
Go.
And that's it. Go. Now, let's do this.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Put my mic on!
And what's up, everybody? Episode 16. Welcome, Destruction 101. I am your host and only host, Dave Destruction Sturcio, here with another jam-packed, a lot better than last week's episode of Destruction 101. Last week, it was tough. I don't know. It was a different kind of episode. I had a lot to say, obviously, but sometimes when you're just rolling with things and you just don't have much to say, and I'm not going to lie to you, like, I was in a bad way last week. I just drank every goddamn night. It was just, I was hungover, I was feeling like shit, and I just needed, I don't know, it was just a bad episode. If I had to rank them as far as, you know, top whatever, this is episode 16, that was probably my worst, only because simply the length, it was like 40 minutes, so it wasn't that great. But, yeah, I mean, look, you can't bat 1,000, right? So, in baseball, if you get, you know, if you bat 10 times and you're out 7 of them, you're, you know, considered one of the best baseball players to ever live with a 300 average. So, they can't all be winners, can they? So, anyway, episode 16, what's going on? For starters, I have to do this, acknowledge this, because I am a sports fan and I am a compassionate human being. Over the weekend, there was a couple instances where, you know, it's made, obviously, mainstream media, and I want to send my prayers and my condolences to Todd Heap, of the former, he was a former tight end for the Baltimore Ravens. If you don't know the story, I mean, it's one of those things where you think about it, you hear about it, and you're like, zero chance that can ever happen to me, or zero chance I would know what to do with myself. But anyway, the story is simple. He was backing up his truck and he ran over his 3-year-old daughter and killed her. So it's one of those things where it's just like, holy shit, like, what do you do? How do you recover? How do you bounce back? I'm all for positivity. I'm all for, you know, changing the way you look at life and you know, approach all situations. But when something like that happens, it's rough, man. And in the same weekend, Isaiah Thomas, the guard, the son of obviously the legendary Isaiah Thomas, who plays for the Celtics, right before his game the other night, I believe it was Saturday night, right before his game, he gets word that his sister was killed in a car wreck. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know, like, I can't believe, and he played that night. So, you know, kudos to him. Obviously, there's nothing worse in this, on the planet that I can think about than losing a sibling or losing a loved one that close and that tragically. Between Todd Heap and Isaiah Thomas, like, my God, if you guys can bounce back from that, I don't want to hear any more complaints out of any of you people. And, you know, you people, like the listeners of this podcast, take a step back and look yourself in the mirror for like a half a second and wonder, you know, do I have it so bad? Because there's plenty of people out there, and some of them are my friends, that I'm just constantly seeing. Just one day I'll smile, and one day I'll be able to get up and be happy, and yada, yada. Like, stop. You know, I went to therapy for, you know, and I'll be the first one to admit that it worked wonders, and it's worked working wonders for some of my closest friends. But, like, you go seek help for things like this. If you really think that there's no reason to get up in the morning, you know, you better reevaluate some shit really fast, because people are dying. People are tragically, you know, lost. It's so quick. And it's just one of those things where it makes you take a step back, appreciate everything you have, and appreciate every day that you wake up and live it to its fullest extent. And when I say fullest extent, I mean take chances. I mean you know, explore different options. I mean, just everything and anything you can think of to make yourself happier. If you're down on a day or down on a situation or your luck just kind of ran out, if you could take advantage of something, do it. You know, don't sit around and say like, oh, well, you know, it'll change eventually. You have to change that shit for yourself, man. You have to change that for yourself. So think about that the next time you want to feel down or out or say like, oh, it never works for me, or one day I'll smile, or one day, you know, like you got two people who just tragically lost loved ones. A three-year-old. Like, all right, let's think about that as we start this podcast. I'm not trying to damper anybody's mood or anything to that extent. I just think that you need to really like check yourself, you know, once in a while. Check yourself once in a while and really evaluate what's going for you. You know, if something's not going your way, like in my life, is everything going my way right now where I'm just the most happiest-go-lucky person in the world? No. Things happen, man. Things happen. You know, the most perfect things in the world can crumble. And they can, and they will, if you let them. And sometimes you feel like you're a little overwhelmed, but sometimes there's also there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's somebody else out there that will pick up the pieces. There is somebody else out there that will make sure that you get through that day. If I have to be that guy for you through this podcast, I will. And if you, your friend, like friends of mine, can be that person for me, great. You know, it ain't all sunshine and rainbows, man. You know, a lot of people think like just because people, you know, preach positivity, that's exactly what's happening in their everyday life. And that's not true. Not even close. So there's going to be plenty of things that come up in life, life-altering situations that come up. It's just all about how you spin it to yourself. You know, spin it to others. Things will get better. Things will get worse. Sometimes it'll get like a lot worse before it gets a lot better. So put yourself in those shoes for half a second. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Destruction 101. Yeah, I mean, like, look, again, I want to start it off like crazy, but at the same time, when things are on my mind, this is the perfect platform to get them out. So, yeah. So anyway, this weekend, what do we got coming up? Well, first of all, last weekend, Five Borough Wrestling. First of all, I believe in good business, and I said that on my Snapchat that you can find at Dave Destruction 2. You can find me there. I said it when I pulled off the show. I pulled off the show because of financial reasons. I mean, keep in mind, to me, I think that I am talent. When it comes to talent, I think there's managers, there's ring announcers, there's commentators, there's the wrestlers. They're all in the same boat. They make your fucking world go round when it comes to a professional wrestling show. I don't care who you are. So do the right thing by them. Just do the right thing. You know, I worked for free for Five Borough Wrestling the first time. I'll be the first one to admit that. And I did it as a favor because they just weren't prepared for the new commentary team and this, that, and the other. And I totally understood that. And I kind of wanted to audition, you know? I think it's good. I think it's healthy to audition and to show them what you got. So I did that. And me and Pete Rosato, we killed it. We had a great broadcast the first time I was there. So obviously, you know, and I think if you're a promoter in professional wrestling and you're promoting shit on social media, be attentive to your social media. Okay? If I shoot you a message inquiring about something and I'm one of your, quote, employees coming up, fucking answer me. Don't pretend like, oh, I don't know what to say, so let's not answer. And then I got to go searching and headhunting for somebody else to give me an answer. I think that's garbage. So, but anyway, in the event, they did have a kick-ass show. I told all of you to go see it anyway. I went out and got completely obliterated watching the Rangers game, which, again, not the right decision. So, I mean, given they lost too, which has even made matters worse, we'll get more into the Rangers later on in the show. But, yeah, so I gave my spot to Money Morales, my broadcast partner from Battle Club Pro, who I also am bringing on to the Tier 1 Battle Club Pro show this upcoming Saturday at La Boom in Queens. So he took over that booking. He worked for free. He's also, you know, up and coming and trying to get his feet wet And I've been trying to guide him as much as I can. He shoots me a message, and this is not a knock on him. He shoots me a message today as I'm recording, and he said, "Thank you so much again, man. They asked me back to be full time." So I'm like, "Wait a minute, did I just lose a spot? Like, did I lose a booking?" But again, dude, if you're the guy they want, and you're okay with the financials of the situation, then by all means, man, go for it. Kill it. My dance card as far as broadcasting, and I never thought I would say this, it's getting kind of full when it comes to companies. So if I have to take a step back from one company and hand it off to a protege of mine, I'm going to do that. I'm going to always look out for my people. Always. Like, it's just one of those things where if you're loyal to me, I'm loyal to you. Loyalty is everything when it comes to doing good business. And so anyway, they had a great show. I saw a lot of the results. I saw a lot of intertwining storylines with Tier 1, so that's kind of cool. Speaking of Tier 1, it is the combo show this week at La Boom in Queens, the Tier 1 and Battle Club Pro combination show. They're doing a joint show called The One Who Knocks, and I am on commentary with Money Morales for the first day. And then the next day, I'm back in Brooklyn, New York for Tier 1 for their show. So, and this is all in conjunction with Evolve. And I told you that last week, that if you can make an impact on Evolve, those are the guys that WWE you're looking at right now. And so I have to kill it. On top of that, this might be my biggest live audience. I'm not talking about the people in the building. I'm talking about this being available on Flow Slam TV and iPay-Per-View. That's huge. To me, that's unbelievably big. Because that just shows you that these guys are believing in the product enough that they pitched it to an internet pay-per-view company to run it, which I'm not sure. It might be Carlos's production company. Might be. I apologize for the name. I know it's three letters. CLV, DLC, production. I forget, and I'm sorry. But if they're the ones running it, then they're in good hands because Carlos is money. And his production team is great. I have to talk to Carlos this weekend about going forward with WrestlePro. A lot of stuff going on in WrestlePro. A lot of shaking up. You know, speaking of the WWE shakeup, there's a lot of shaking up going on in WrestlePro. And we're all very, very, very excited about this. Because last night, Monday night, I became a member of the official front office of WrestlePro. And me and a select amount of other guys that are in-house will be working hand-in-hand with Pat and Kevin and everything that they need. And I think it's great, and I'm excited. I am so excited about this because it just gives me a larger role within the company that I love and who has given me the platform. And we're going back to the PWS days. Pat Buck is the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. So if I can help him out in any way possible, I will, and I continue to do so. So yeah, I'm very excited about the WrestlePro stuff. We have a couple jam-packed shows. I don't want to give away a couple things that I've heard already. There's a massive show in May. First of all, obviously, we have April 29th, which is the Starland Ballroom, featuring DDP, Blue Meanie, Hornswoggle, Moose, Michael Elgin, all the WrestlePro guys. I mean, they're all on it. A 30-man Rumble. A lot of people ask me, are you in it? I guess you'll have to buy a ticket to find out. So Starland Ballroom, obviously, it'll do well. You know, it's one of those venues where it's historic. I think it's historic. I think it's a great venue to run a wrestling show. We did last time, and it looked phenomenal. I think it looked awesome. After that is May 20th. But before that, obviously, May 6th, I want to give a plug to my Battle Club boys. Battle Club Pro is back May 6th in the Bronx. Definitely should check out the Yankees are playing that day. What was I going? Oh, yeah, so May 20th, Cody Rhodes, Colt Cabana, they're back in the Rahway Rec Center. I strongly recommend you go to that show. The match of the night will be announced tomorrow night. As you're listening to this, maybe you already have established and discovered what the match of the night is. Not so much, I don't know if you can call it a main event. I'm not sure if that's going to be the main event, but it's main event quality. And definitely check that out. And then we go right on to June, where we got Stu Bennett, formerly known as Wade Barrett, is on our show. We just announced also that we'll be a part of Freedom Fest, I believe it's called. It is in Allentown, New Jersey, and that's in July. So they're lining up the shows. My role on the show itself, could be expanding soon. I believe in myself. I believe in my talent, and I believe I could do good business. So stay tuned for that. If you're thinking what you think you're thinking, then you're probably right that I might have another role on the day-to-day operations when it comes to show day. Stay tuned, obviously, because nothing's official until it's official. But so WrestlePro is on the rise. A lot of cool stuff coming up. If you, for whatever reason, are listening to this and you hear the sound of my voice and you want to get involved with WrestlePro, there are packages now starting to become a sponsor for WrestlePro. You get table space, you get tickets, you get a link on our website, you get plugged by me and Pat with conversation with the big guy with Ryback, which, by the way, is just hit, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry, I'm like adjusting myself. Sorry. Not like that. Maybe like that. But so they just hit 1 million listens. So if you're looking to expand your product, whatever you have, whether it's a wrestling company or a sound company or a freaking landscaping company, who gives a shit? If you're a small business owner and you want to expand, shoot me a message on Facebook. Facebook.com/DaveDestruction, DSTRUCTION. Hit me up on Facebook, add me as a friend, shoot me a message. You're going to have to add me as a friend first because I have that little filter on there that says you can't send me a message unless you're friends with me, because God knows there's so many creeps out there. I just can't take them. But if you are interested in that, hit me up. I'm now running that. I'm now running the social media with Facebook, and I'm going to be working hand-in-hand with Shining Wizards Eddie on production work and promo work and shit like that. My role is expanding, and I'm excited about it, and I think I've fucking earned it. You know, I've been around for a long time. I've been loyal. I've never did anybody wrong since coming back. Obviously, I've made my mistakes in the past, and I've learned from all of them. As far as on a wrestling front, when to talk and when to shut the hell up. I've matured a lot, and that goes with all aspects of life. I think I've matured a lot in the last couple years, and starts with your mindset. And I'm not going to go back to the beginning of this episode, but I'm saying it really truly does start with your mindset every single day. If you put the work in and you put the mindset out there that today's going to be a good day, then today's going to be a good day. You know, like, it's really all about how you start. Like, I last week, it was a rough week for me. The podcast stunk. I stunk overall just as a human being. You know, like, I didn't have a good week. I was just feeling like shit all week long. And I knew that on Easter Sunday, you know, despite who may or may not have been with me that day, you know, like, I'm with family. I'm with my brother. I'm with my father. You know, these people that my uncle, my godfather, my cousins, you know, I'm with everybody that needs to be there. And it kind of like gave me a little bit of a kick in the ass. Like, okay, look, tomorrow, Monday, you know, and there's no better day than on Monday to start things off. You know, it's time to change it up a little bit and really get focused again, because I think that's what it was. I think I was just out of my rhythm, and I was trying to go to the gym in the mornings again, where normally I have some kind of food in me. Normally, on an afternoon workout, so I would have a better workout during my afternoons, but then I would try to push it in the morning, and it just wasn't happening. So, like I said, I was kicked in the ass on Sunday. A lot of stuff's been happening with me, but at the same time, I'm here, I'm positive, and I think that there's greener pastures ahead, and I truly believe in that. So, if you're not thinking that way, then you're not thinking the right way. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so I got back to my workouts this week. You know, I have this written down in my notes, but it's a little out of order. I got back to my workout on Monday, where if you're a dude and you go to the gym like I do, it's International Day of Chest. You know what I mean? Like, you go to the gym and you do your chest on Mondays. It's your big day. I have all of this energy stored up from the weekend. If I didn't work out on the weekend, which I didn't because I'm a sack of shit on the weekend, this past weekend, you know, I even said, I was like, I'm done drinking. After Friday's debacle of just, let me tell you something. I barely made it home. All right. Like, it wasn't that like I was drinking and driving. I made terrible decisions. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, what am I doing with myself? And then that day I'm like, I'm done drinking. And then all of a sudden my buddies are like, hey, let's do this tonight. And I'm like, sure, I'll do that. I don't have to drink. I could just go. And of course, boom, I'm sitting there at the bar, and bartender's like, hey, Dave, you know, knowing who I am, you want something to drink? Yeah, sure, give me a beer. You know, so it didn't really work out so well. But again, I was kicked in the ass. You know, Monday, I was at the gym. I did my chest workout. I revisited the 300-pound bench club, which, again, one of those things where it's an accomplishment for me. I haven't lifted heavy in quite some time. I tend not to lift heavy anymore. I'm 31 years old. I have a decent size, big frame to me already. So what the frig is the point to add more size to that without looking like a brick house? They're just stupid at this point. So, and my joints are just kind of just on the decline. You know, I'm getting old. So there's no reason for me to lift extremely heavy. However, you feel a little bit more motivated. You get a certain amount of people behind you on a day and you're just like, fuck, I'm about to ruin this gym. Like, I'm about to go nuts on it. And I did. And I felt really good. I did 45 minutes of cardio to conversation with the big guy, who always helps me out get through the cardio. So go check them out on iTunes. Today, you know, I do my workouts after school. I get out at 2 o'clock. I went and did back by itself because I think it's sometimes when your back is as big as mine or back is one of your bigger muscles in your body. I mean, look, the size of your back, upper back, lower back, lats. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot to your back. So I do back by itself. I didn't do any cardio today because I needed to get home and do this. But again, 2 days in a row, I'm feeling like a monster again. And it really makes me feel good. And it's all because I said, time to get going again. You know, let's not fuck this up. Let's really try to just kick some ass and take names and head into the big week with, you know, the battle club and the tier one show and everything just coming up, which, by the way, I still need somewhere to stay. So I don't want to come home. And it's funny because I told Payne this in front of Dan Moff, and I was like, I don't feel like coming home and then going back. He goes, oh, so you don't want to travel for wrestling? It wasn't that. I just feel like it would be so much more convenient and financially reasonable for me to be in New York for the weekend, you know, Saturday into Sunday. I can do that. Just got to find a place to go. So if you're listening to this and you're in New York and you're not a complete creep, I will stay at your place and buy you dinner or something. But yeah, so this whole week is big for me and I'm just really excited. And then late last night, before we go to break, and when we come back, we'll come back with Gino Gotts. We'll come back with the sports that I want to talk about. Late last night. So I'm doing my nightly promoting. I got Bob Munnerlin's headshot that he sent me. I finally did it on the computer, so it's like less pixelated. And I think I look somewhat presentable as a broadcaster and production guy. So I changed my profile picture. I'm sending it all over the place, and I'm just promoting the shit out of myself. And one of my friends actually commented on my picture saying, you look awesome. And I'm like, oh shit, I haven't talked to her in forever. I was like, I wonder how she's doing. So, and I knew that she had somewhat of a connection with a couple big people in the radio business. So I shot her a message and I said, hey man, how you doing? Thanks for the kind words. You know, hey, this is how you network. And, you know, I'm not being a creep. I'm not being like, hey, what's up? Thanks for calling me good looking. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like that. It was just like, hey, I know you're friends with this person on Facebook. How can you help me? So turns out she's close with two of the three, maybe even three of the four members of the Boomer and Carton show in the morning. And if you're in New York, you know who I'm talking about. It's the radio show on The Fan. She said for me to send her links so she can send my podcast to them as almost like a resume. And oh my God, like, I can't even tell you if that worked out and I landed something in radio on the flagship station for New York radio, sports radio, I couldn't even tell you. Like, I don't even know what I would do with myself. But like I said, it's all about networking. If you're trying to make it somewhere or in a field, you have to keep the gas pedal down to the floor. Do not let up. No braking. No sit there like, I'll take this shortcut or I don't know about that. I might need to yield here. No, you just get on the Autobahn and do 150 and just keep going. Because if you're not going hard every day, somebody will take your place. I am in a position right now where I have a lot of people interested in my work. I'm trying my best to network. I reached out to a company in Austin, Texas. I reached out to a company in Boston, Massachusetts. I've been really networking my ass off, trying to get more gigs. Do I want to load my card up, my dance card, so I can't even handle it? No, I just think that if I just land that one gig that makes me noticed, you know, WrestlePro is my home. It's you know, all those are, they're all my boys and my biggest, you know, advocates for everything. However, if somebody from Evolve hears me this upcoming weekend, if somebody in Boston wants to say, come on up, because I've seen some of the cards these guys are putting together and like, holy shit, I can do this. There's just so much more out there. And I'm not one of those guys to sit back anymore. I used to be that kind of passive guy, like, if they like me, they'll come find me or whatever. I am now up people's asses when it comes to promoting myself. And you know what? That's the way to do it. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you think it's annoying. Hit the unfollow button on Facebook. Unfriend me. Unfollow me on Instagram. I don't give a shit. At this point, I am doing my best to get noticed. And this is how you do it. I didn't listen to any motivational speech. Actually, that's not true. I sometimes do listen to motivational speeches. But I don't take anybody's, not so much advice, but I don't take anybody's ideas and run them with them and pretend they're my own. You know what I mean? Like, I am busting my ass myself. So, with that being said, we will take our first break, which is brought to you by fucking nobody. Because nobody's... If you want to be a sponsor on Destruction 101, let me know. We will work something out. Okay? If you're trying to get your name out there in your small business and you want to come on board, come on board. I will do a live read. I will promote the shit out of your company. So... keep that in mind. As we go to break, we'll come back. Gino Gotz kicked in the head, which obviously is a, I would say, newsworthy topic. I'll cover some of the new recent events that happen in the news. I tend not to listen and watch the news. I'm very much like Ryback in that sense, where he says it a lot. He says he doesn't watch the news because it's full of bullshit, and it is. You know, dropping bombs on countries and shit. I don't want to go to fucking war. I don't want to do that. It's not like I think the draft is happening again. I just don't want something tragic to happen. But anyway, let's take a break. I will be right back.
Baby, now I got the flow, 'cause I know it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had it all my day, I'm sure you that I'd win. Your love's a mine. All those times I said that I love you. Your love's a mine. Yes, I try. Yes, I try. Your love's a mine.
What do you hear? What do you say? It's your boy Gino Guts, and I'm back with another edition of Kicked in the Head right here on the Destruction 101 podcast, only heard on the Shining Wizards Network. This week, I wanted to dive into some current events. I wanted to offer my services to a company that might be in dire need of them. United Airlines, they had some trouble and some unfortunate situations occur that could have really been avoided with the proper staff taking care of it. Now, my family, my crew of guys, they can take care of this problem quickly and discreetly. First, myself, personally, would have spoken to Dr. Miyagi about his unfortunate mishap. I would have explained to him how, you know, a couple of extra people got booked on a plane and he had to go. Now, he would be compensated handsomely for his troubles with a nice little fat envelope. But he didn't want to move. Now, listen, you. I don't want to have to wax on or wax off your ass off this plane. You either get out your seat now, or I'm going to shove those chopsticks so far down your throat that you're going to be a fried rice lollipop. Oh, you still don't want to move? All right. Valerio, Paulie, Sil, grab this schnook and open that exit door with his head. If he makes one more peep, we're going to burn his house to the ground with his dog slash dinner in it. I guess we'd be helping prepare that feast then, huh? We do it all, don't we? Now that Sun Tzu has taken his leave, my girl Francine, she'll be handing out some cannolis to remaining passengers as a token of our appreciation. Thank you for flying United Airlines. And remember, if one of those videos pops up online, we know where your families live. Have a wonderful day. And remember, kids, you're only as good as your last envelope, so keep that hustle going, baby.
Boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick.
Gino Gatz, thank you again. This time, nailed it right on the head. No pun. I guess maybe a pun. But touching on recent current events, first of all, the United thing. Holy shit, okay? I made a status on it, or I didn't actually, I, you know what? I didn't make a status on it when it happened. I just shared somebody else's video. And what I truly believe is that, here's the thing. When it comes to something like that, you know, people are like, oh my God, United, you totally reacted the wrong way. You dragged this man off a plane. He busted his face open, yada, yada, yada. They handled it wrong. Here's my dilemma. Here's my stance on this current event, as it will be continue to be current because there's going to be a lawsuit and there's going to be a settlement and yada, yada, yada. So anyway, so here we go. And I hate to compare it to anything, but I will. So 9/11, right? 9/11 happens. And let's just say, I mean, hypothetically, the plane never takes off yet. The plane that crashed into the World Trade Center doesn't take off. Like, it's in the runway and it's about to. And there's just some weird suspicion. Now, I know this, the situation's completely different. I know that there was, you know, the flight was too booked and they asked them to get off or whatever. But this, and just say, like, you don't know anyone. There's no, like, unless you're on the no-fly list, which you have to do something completely catastrophic to get on that thing. We don't know you. We don't know this old Chinese guy. We don't know him. So who's to say that, like, the way he's acting isn't borderline terroristic? I'm not getting off your plane. Bro, yeah, you are. You remember 9/11? You remember when the plane went down in Pennsylvania? You remember when the plane hit the Pentagon? Do you remember these things? There is now protocol, my friend. If you are asked to leave the plane, at first, yes, they offered all this money to leave, give up your seat, yada, 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 whatever. But I'm sorry. And this goes back to just everybody who disrespects law enforcement, which it still to this day boggles my fucking mind because it doesn't make any sense. When you just disobey a law enforcement officer, like, are you, like, what do you do? Who are you? Who are you? Who do you think you are when you get to do something like this? I'm not getting off the plane? Yes, bitch, you are. And if you put up a fight like he did in the video I saw, saying, you know, starts yelling and screaming and shit, and now you're causing a panic? You're causing a panic between the entire, everybody that's on that flight is now panicking that this guy, God forbid, does something totally off the wall. You're all in danger. I'm sorry. So, did they handle it correctly? To me, yeah. Yeah, they did. And you can disagree with me all you want. I don't care. Because, dude, if somebody is asked to get off the plane, if I'm asked to get off the plane, I'm going to do that. No questions asked. Am I going to be pissed? Yup. I'm going to be very verbally angry. But I'll wait till I get off the plane. I'll go into the runway, or not the runway, the gate where you're sitting there waiting for your flight. I'll go there and say, hey, man, what the hell? Why am I missing this flight? And I will yell and I will scream, but I'm off the plane. There's too much tragedy in now American history when it comes to airplanes for you to be a big brolic guy and say, I'm not getting off the fucking plane. Okay? And then the stuff that comes up about you after, now you look like a schmuck. Selling scripts for sex? Okay, buddy. You got it. I'm sure you were in the right. Completely in the right. And that brings me to my next thing, which the story broke today, as a matter of fact. But Facebook Live, killing somebody on Facebook Live? You got to be the most animalistic person in the history of people to do this. And to just, and on top of that, oh my God, on top of that, I remember watching a video and saying, he's doing this because of a girl. I've been dumped 77,000 times in my day, okay? Girls have cheated on me. They've verbally abused me. They've mentally freaking killed me. But never in my wildest dreams did I ever say, you know what? You know what I got to do? I got to shoot somebody on Facebook Live. That'll get my point across. What is wrong with this society? What the? Wow. Like, are you kidding? And then, of course, this animal takes the coward way out, kills himself, supposedly. This is what I'm reading today, is that they were in pursuit in Pennsylvania. They knew where he was at. And he took his own life. The coward, cheap way out. I wish stoning was still around. I would have fucking threw rocks at this guy's face had I had the chance. I mean, it's not trying to be a tough guy, which I am. But I'm saying, in general speaking, like, come on. Come on. Stuff like that is just unbelievable. This is why I don't watch the news, and I don't listen to the news, because we're either bombing someone, or Trump sucks, or someone's getting shot on live camera, or someone's getting dragged off a plane for not getting, like, where is the, this is going to sound kind of cliche and kind of corny, but where's the peace? Like, what is wrong with you people out there? Who raised you? I blame the parents. I'm sorry, man. I blame your uprising. When you come out and you turn out to be a complete degenerate piece of shit. I'm tired of hearing mental illness. We've all had mental issues. We've all been down a dark road. I have been down that road of saying, I don't want to live anymore. Those days are behind me, and they've come face to face, and I faced them head on. And you do this? Oh, my God. Like, you got, again, one of those things where it just baffles you. Anyway, to some sports. Nice transition, right? Guy kills himself, and now we're going to talk about the Rangers. The Rangers are off to a shit start. After winning game one and me getting way too excited about it and drunk about it, they lose the next two. What is with them and not being able to play at home? I have no idea. Usually, I would think that Madison Square Garden is rocking and amazing and just fucking fantastic to play at, the world's most famous arena. You tell me you can't play inspired hockey? The last game I watched with my brother, we're looking at each other like, is this happening? Like, ugh. I know hockey doesn't get the following that it should, but give it a whirl. You know, whether you're rooting for the Boston Bruins for whatever reason, or you're rooting for the Penguins or whoever, watch playoff hockey. That shit is intense. It is fast and it is exciting, especially when your team's in it. So, you know, to all you Devil fans who have texted and tweeted and Facebooked me about the Rangers losing, you know, now they're down 2-1 going into tonight, game four, the Devils fans that are coming out of the woodwork is fantastic. I even had a Flyers fan talk shit. Like, are you kidding right now? You guys can't be serious. I think it should be an unwritten law that your phone locks when it comes to, like, sports talk when your team is totally gone. You know, like, it's just not fair. It's not fair to me, who has the temper I do when it comes to sports. Ugh. So the Rangers are playing tonight. So they got to bounce back, or it's probably over. I have not seen a 3-1 comeback in quite some time, if ever. I don't know. Today I was talking to my friend, and my brain is shot. It's so bad. And I wish it was better. And I know it's a mix of stress and concussions and just overall shit and just traces of post-concussion syndrome and stuff like that. My short-term memory is just dog shit. I could be talking to my friend about something yesterday, and then we'll talk about it today. And she'll be like, oh, remember when we talked about that? I'm like, no. Like, I can't remember what I had for freaking lunch today. You know, like, it's bad, man. It's scary. You know, it is scary. And, you know, I do take the necessary precautions, like retire from wrestling and physical sports at the age of 31. So maybe I can make some kind of comeback as far as brain power. I don't know if that rejuvenates itself. I'm not really sure. I'm not a surgeon nor a doctor. So the Rangers tonight. The Yankees are the bright spot right now, which is kind of throwing me for a loop because I had not expected this shit at all. When they started off 1-4, I said, this is the team that we're about to see for the rest of the year. We're going to have a couple bright spots here and there, and then our pitching is just going to shit the bed every game, and it's just going to be one of those seasons where we have to accept it. Lo and behold, me and my boy Tommy go to opening day. We feel like we drank enough beers for the season. So we think we hold ourselves responsible for the turnaround of the New York Yankees franchise this year. And as I record this tonight on Tuesday, they're going into a potential 9th straight win, which in baseball is kind of unheard of. You know, you don't see many streaks like this. They started off 1-4. They are now 9-4, going for 10 wins. And their pitching, which I was worried about more than anything, between CC Sabathia and guys like Michael Pineda and even Luis Severino, like those are the guys you worry about, and they're dropping dimes on guys. I mean, they're really doing well. And then Tanaka, you expect big things out of Tanaka. And then Montgomery, the fifth guy, you know. And then you got the bullpen, which is kind of stacked. They might have one of the better bullpens in the league. I know for sure they got the best closer going. Aroldis Chapman's a monster. He scares me with the fact that he can just touch 101 miles per hour on the gun every single pitch like clockwork. It's ridiculous. The Yankees are on their way. And if they can win tonight and, you know, go 10-4, and by the time you hear from me next week, we'll find out their record then because, you know, obviously baseball's a very long season. But if you start off hot like this and you continue to do so, good things can happen. Very, very good things can happen. And these kids are hitting. Judge is officially my favorite player on the team. You know, Jeter's obviously not there no more. So you got to kind of pick a favorite. And I think Judge is my guy. I know he's, famous for just striking out miserably a lot. Half of his at-bats last year. But I think he's found a way. And I think he's found his stride. And I think for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, there is going to be a time where he gets a hold of one and hits it outside of Yankee Stadium. Outside the stadium. Over the pillars. Watch. He'll be the guy to do it. His power's ridiculous. Even his groundouts, his groundouts are just lethal. Greg Bird finally hitting a stride. Holiday, we signed the guy to be the DH to kind of hit okay. He's hitting okay. We're doing all this without Gary Sanchez and Didi Gregorius. To me, that's impressive. When those guys come back, that's two more, you know, pieces to the puzzle. So, it remains to be seen. NFL, the draft is next Thursday. The schedule comes out this Thursday, as you're hearing my voice. So, the schedule comes out tomorrow. It's always exciting. You know who your teams are playing already. The opponents are announced pretty much the end of last season. You knew the opponents. It's just about when. And I swear to God, if the Cowboys have to play the Giants on week one again, I'm going to flip shit. Because it's just not fair that I have to deal with this kind of shit week one. I want to play like the fucking Chiefs or somebody. The Chiefs are playing the Patriots. I want to play somebody that's a winnable game, but like, competitive, whatever. You know, you want to get the hard games out of the way. But at the same time, I'm just tired. I don't want to play the Giants opening night. Because it makes me and my friends hate each other in September. While we have the Yankees in hopefully the playoff run, you know, or a pennant race. It's a tough world out there when you're a sports fan. But, schedule drops Thursday this week. Next Thursday is the draft. It's being held in Philly, which is a cesspool, so whatever. That's my opinion of Philly. So that's exciting. Cowboys got the 28th pick. It's kind of late, which doesn't happen often, you know. When you're the 28th pick, I firmly believe you take the best player available. At that time, there's a wish list, yes, but again, you sit back and you see who goes where as it all develops. We need secondary help. We need D-line help. We might need a new tight end down the road because Witten is coming into his latter years. So the draft it'll come and go. Being that I have a podcast to drop on Tuesday into Wednesday of next week, which will be the day before the draft, I don't know. Maybe I'll think about doing a draft podcast as far as a preview, maybe my own mock draft. I don't know. We'll look into it. A lot of sports today and a lot of life lessons today. Not so much wrestling, but the big wrestling weekend is coming up. this weekend. Remember, check it out. Go on Facebook.com, BattleClubPro.com. Go check out Tier 1 on Instagram, Facebook, social media, whatever. Go check them all out. It's going to be a phenomenal show. There's a lot of talent on that show. There's a lot of matches that are building a lot of steam, especially the Matt McIntosh and Ethan Page. Those guys, if you haven't checked out their promos, go check them out. They're gold. All of them are gold. Even the first one that claims it wasn't good, according to Ethan Page, go check that out because it's just awesome. So, with that being said, I am going to hit the bricks. I'm going to get out of here. I know this was a better episode than last week. I covered a lot of shit. Remember, and I'll go back to the very beginning, it's very important for you to stay positive, keep driving towards your goals. I think that it's imperative that you surround yourself with motivators. I have done so, especially within the recent 2-3 weeks. People are behind me, and then they're rooting for your success. In this world, it's all about the people that are along the ride with you. So for those of you who have been riding with me for 16 weeks of a podcast, and for those of you who've been riding with me for 10 years of chasing a broadcast dream, thank you. Thank you for motivating me. Thank you for giving me a reason to keep going. And thank you again for those who have said they're proud of me. And I'm proud of you right back. And you know that. And I truly believe in the power of positivity. And I believe in pushing for each and every one of your goals. So with that being said, follow me on all my social media. Facebook.com/DaveDestruction. Facebook.com/Destruction101. Remember, Destruction, which I should probably just fucking change this eventually. Destruction is spelled D-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N. Destruction. So it's Destruction without the E. Go follow me there. Same thing on Instagram. Dave Destruction without the E. Snapchat. Dave Destruction 2 without the E. I'll say it a million times until somebody gets it right. Twitter. At Dave Sturch. There's a change of pace. D-A-V-E-S-T-U-R-C-H. Twitter, I am pretty active on it. Just got over like 815 followers, which is pretty cool for me. I'm pushing for the 1,000. So if you're not following me already, follow me now. And I will see you guys all in Queens on Saturday, whoever attends the show. If you cannot attend the show, look for the link to download the show. I think it's like $10 for the whole thing. And listen to my beautiful voice on commentary with Money Morales on Saturday. And I believe Shining Wizards Tony on Sunday for Tier 1. So check out all that. Make sure you guys download, subscribe, review my podcast. Get this bad boy going. Get this thing out there as much as possible. I will keep pushing my ass to expand and get involved and all that shit. So thank you guys for listening. I will see you guys all next week. Have a great weekend. Go Rangers tonight. If they lose, you might never see me again. Go Yankees tonight. And the NBA playoffs are terrible. How about that? I'll talk to you guys later. Searching for something that I never seem to find, but
that you got.